Hi. Hey. Hi. Oh, yes. Of course, I like to come in. Sorry. Wow. It's so weird to be at your place again after all this time. Everything looks just as I remembered it. Except, well, you, that is. You look good. I mean, great. Good. Great and good. I almost wasn't sure it was you when I saw you at the party that other night. You just seem, I don't know, you seem different. Well, of course I look different, silly. It's been years since we last saw each other. My hair is longer now. And I started to wear makeup. And then these two just popped out of nowhere. It's like, hello, late to the party much? And that's okay. I'm glad they did too, based on your face right now. Okay, it's okay. It's okay to look. I'm the one who brought them up in the first place. Oh my god, you're so cute when you're trying to be a gentleman and not succeeding one bit. Oh. Anyway, so like I said on the phone earlier, I really am so glad that you called. I wasn't sure if you would. You know how it is when you run into an old friend at a party. But you did, and I'm so glad. And I'm also really glad that I didn't bail on that stupid party. And running into you there and seeing you again after all this time, it just felt, it almost felt serendipitous. Shut up. You know I like using big words. Whatever, you love it. Anyway, what do you mean, what do I mean? Oh, why did it feel almost serendipitous? It's just that could we like maybe sit down somewhere first? I guess I didn't really imagine having this conversation in your front foyer. Okay, thanks. Your room? Oh, okay, sure. Yep, I'll follow you there. Even though I remember exactly where it is. Dum-de-dum. Okay, wow. You upgraded. No more single bed, huh? It looks comfy. Do you mind if I... It is comfy. Come sit down with me. Okay, so back to what I was saying before. Do you remember a few years back when we were still pretty close, even though I'd moved away and we were still good friends and we would like talk really regularly over the phone, through email and Facebook and stuff. And we talked about how you hadn't, how you hadn't had sex yet. And maybe we were joking around, but I guess we said that if we ever got to see each other again and that was still the case, that we would, well, you said you'd like me to be your first. And then last night you made a joke about still having your V card, so is that still the case? Wow, okay. I do seem surprised. I am, because you're so freaking awesome that I don't understand how someone hasn't snatched you up yet. You are total boyfriend material. I am serious. Look at me. Do I look like I'm teasing you? I'm not. I'm being completely sincere. You're amazing. The real deal, the full package, everything a girl could ever want in a guy. How in the world are you still single? You know, after I moved away, I kept hoping I would find someone like you, and then I would be able to just forget all about you and move on with my life. But I never did. The guys I've dated over these years have been like a pale comparison of you. Some were similar in some way, sweet or cute or thoughtful like you, but never all at the same time. They were just never you. And seeing you again now, it feels... Oh God, this is gonna sound so lame, but I tried to think of another way to explain this, and this is the only way that I can, you know, explain how I feel. It feels like it's been raining for all of these years, and I'd gotten so used to it that I didn't even realize. It just pours and pours and pours, and I've been out there in the world without a raincoat or rain boots or even a friggin' umbrella. I'm getting soaked to the bone, and I've just been enduring this weather, this life, because I'd forgotten that sunshine existed. Seeing you at that party again and talking to you was like... It was like the stupid black skies parted and the rain slowed to a complete stop. And there it was again. The sun. Sunshine just pouring down on me. Warming me up from the tips of my toes to every last eyelash. Making me feel wanted and cared for and happy again. I'd forgotten you had that effect on me. So, that's what I came here to say. And I know I'm either making a complete fool of myself or I... Do you feel even an iota of the same? Or am I making a complete fool of myself? You do? Really? Oh my God. Really? Really? Oh my God. I'm so happy. Can I kiss you? Or please kiss me. I need you to kiss me right now. Wow. That was even better than I'd imagined. Oh my God, you have no idea how nervous I was. Oh, you were nervous too? Well, I'm glad I wasn't alone in it. Give me your hand. I hope neither of us will have to be alone again for a long, long time. Frig, your smile is the cutest. Come here. Can we... Let's lie down next to each other. Oh, yes. In each other's arms would be even better. This is so nice. Oh, everything was always so easy when I was with you. Being with you is just so right. Oh, I love running my fingers through your hair. The way you shiver and smile at the same time is adorable. Oh, yes. I love having my hair played with, too. Oh, here, let me turn around so you can spoon me and play with my hair at the same time. That's nice. You're good at this. That tickles. No. Oh, okay. Only there. I'm only ticklish on my side. The rest feels, it feels nice having you run your fingers up and down my arm. So relaxing. Come closer. Snuggle up to me completely from behind, okay? I want to feel the full length of your body against mine. Oh, and the full length of something else, it seems. That's, wow. That's just from cuddling? Aw, that's amazing. And really flattering and sexy. Wow, you have no idea how sexy that is. Can I tell you something? Hold on, let me roll over to face you. I'm just as turned on by this as you are. The only difference is that you'd have to go looking in order to find out just how turned on I am. Do you want to feel how much you turn me on? Okay. Give me your hand. Let's see. We need you to reach your hand just a little bit further. Okay, come closer. Yes, you're gonna have to move down a bit. Just rest your head here. Don't worry, it's comfy. Your blushing is the best. It's there we are. You feel that? That's from you. You made me that wet. Just from talking to you and lying next to you. Okay, hand out now. Oh my god, what are you... Did you just smell your fingers? Oh my god, now you're licking your fingers and sucking them? Oh, okay, wow. That's officially the sexiest thing I've ever seen. No, I'm serious. Why do you never believe me? I do. I taste good. Oh my god. Come here, kiss me again. Wow. Here. Oh my god, feel how fast my heart is going. Crazy, right? Yes. I suppose I did just put your hand on my breast. Would you like to explore? They're all yours now. Go on. Have a, yes, you just went right for my nipple. No hesitation there at all. Yes, they're quite sensitive, but no, don't worry. It feels good. Oh, I love having your hands on me. Should I take my top off? Okay. You too, though, okay? Both at the same time? Yes. Yeah, please. Let's leave my bra on just for a bit, okay? I need to touch you. Can I run my fingers across your chest? In your stomach? Oh, my lips are dying to kiss you there. I'm just going to kiss your stomach and around your belly button. And I'm gonna run my fingers lightly up and down your arms and across your chest into your oh, hi, nipples. You look lonely. One for you. And one for you. And one for you, of course, silly. God, you taste so good. I have an idea. How would you like a nice little massage? Well, it's very nice that you're thinking of me, but don't you worry one bit. There is plenty of time for me later. Right now, I just want to make you feel good. You have no idea how incredible you are. And it's time that I showed you just how much I adore you. Okay, so we'll just need you to lie down on your stomach on the bed. Okay, no, hold on. The massage will be much more comfy if you take your pants off.